A Syrian Orthodox priest kidnapped in the Iraqi city Mosul 3 days ago has been found murdered. Father Paulus Eskandar was known as a priest who was entirely dedicated to the mission of the church in an openly and unreservedly ecumenical spirit. He was always ready and willing to help Iraqi Christians of whatever confession. Procurator to the Holy See for the Chaldean Catholic Church, Core Bishop Philip Najim says Christians in Iraq are facing a critical moment.
The situation, as you know, it's very difficult now, and the Christian community, they are living in a very bad time in Iraq at the moment. We had four priests before that being kidnapped by several terrorist organizations, and yesterday we heard news of the decapitation of the priest. This is a very symbolic to our Christian community in Iraq. As you know, the Christian community, they are the Iraqi native of the country, and they've been suffering as the whole Iraqi people. And what we heard yesterday, it was a very bad news, and we feel very sorry about it. Our relation with the Orthodox Church, it's very good relation, very strong relation. We are very united, especially at this moment. What's happening these days is no security in the country, and the Christian people, they are leaving the country for Europe or for Middle East, and they don't have any destination. They are not being accepted from any community because, you know, illegally they are leaving the country. It's a disaster in Iraq at the moment. When you don't have any security in Iraq, that's why all these terrorist organizations, they are doing what they are doing. It's no possibility for a job, it's no electricity, it's no medicine, it's no food. They can't even assure any security to the whole population, not just for the Christian community, but for the whole Iraqi population.